morning after, what's it like to have the lead in the series you do going home?
I mean, it's good. I think that was our mindset, come in here and get the win, obviously, or try to get the win. And, you know, I think we were feel good, but I think, you know, we're not satisfied at all. I think we know how hard the next game's going to be, and we'll be ready for that.
Lots of talk, obviously, about getting six, but how about your own end of the ice last night? Kelly's performance, the way you guys played defensively to not allow more than two.
Yeah, I mean, we did that, but I think it's we didn't turn the puck over. I think we simplified a little bit. I think if sometimes when you traded too much, you turn the puck over, then you're playing D zone a little bit. And sometimes, you know, when you're playing building like that, when they're coming at you, you try to keep the game simple and try to spend more time in the O zone. That's what we did.
What's the transition been like for you to come to Winnipeg? You must imagine what it would be like, but here you are a game away from a conference final. Has it been different or better than you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just you have these expectations, you have these hopes, you know, but at the same time, you're like, okay, you don't want the exact opposite to happen. So, you know, you're kind of nervous at first, excited. I mean, it's just kind of a different mixed bag of emotions. And then, you know, the last thing I want to do is kind of like step on toes or kind of mess up the chemistry that was already on this team. And, you know, lucky for me, the team has such a strong kind of chemistry that, you know, no one person is, you know, can disrupt anything. I think if anything, if, you know, someone goes out there, you know, changes something, I think the leaders kind of bring them right back in. And, you know, starting with Wheels and Buff and the coaching staff, like, made it easy for me, kind of made it a smooth transition. And after a few games, you know, for me and I know for Joe's, it was as easy as it can be, as smooth as it can be. And we're lucky and fortunate to be in that position.
Blake talked about how great you are in the room. What does that mean? What kind of stuff do you say?
I don't say much in that room. No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm quiet. Maybe I'm just a calming presence or something. You know, there's certain guys that speak louder in rooms, and that's what they do. And then for me, it's more about maybe actions are louder in words. And then at the same time, it's also more one-on-one talks. Yeah. So if I'm talking to different guys, it's not, you know, I don't need to pump one guy up and yell it so everyone can hear it, I think, for me. And that's why I liked it, is when different, you know, in the past for me when I was younger, whether it was different leaders or different coaches had a message for me, it was just one-on-one and kept it between us. And, you know, sometimes I like that. I think there's other guys that, you know, just yell at them, they get amped up no matter what. And there's other guys that they're great players, and sometimes their confidence is a little shaken, that, you know, all they need is just a little boost, and that's what I try to help out with.
You've been to the third round before. What kind of things can you share in these one-on-one conversations at this point?
Well, nothing. I mean, I think just we all know how the closing game is always the toughest game. So, you know, we did a good job, I think, in the first round. And, you know, the next round, you know, this round is only going to get tougher. Every game from the first game of the series has been a challenge for us. And then we only know they're going to get harder. So I think like I said, we had a good mindset after the game where we were excited, but, you know, no one was satisfied with anything, knowing that there's still plenty of work to do.
You've been in these playoff environments before, different ones. The one in Winnipeg, the city inside the building, outside the building is pretty impressive. Can you envision how they're even going to step it up even more back there right now? Because it's, from the sounds of it, people are pretty pumped.
Yeah, I mean, that's playoff hockey. I think the you know, when you play in a city where there's, you know, one main sports team, Winnipeg, I think the city embraces the hockey team. And you know, that's the first, you know, it's one of the things I heard before I came here, and you feel it right away. And, you know, if the team's doing well, the city feeds off that, and vice versa, and we feed off the fans. So I think, you know, the better we play, the farther we go, you know, the more excitement there's going to be. But at the same time, you know, when we're struggling, when we need that kind of jolt of energy, I think we feed off the crowd, and it works both ways.
Blake said there was a point where he knew this was a pretty special team. Success wasn't just, you know, a good month and then it would tail off. And you talked about, you know, you had high hopes, but you didn't want to get your hopes up too high. When were you convinced, okay, this is going to be pretty good?
No, I just know, I mean, playing against these guys, how tough it is, you know, and so I think that's the way I look at it. You could look at standings and over the course of the year, I think there's certain teams that, you know, maybe are a little better, have more depth, and you see that right away. And then when you play against them, they're tough to play against. And you know, that's kind of my barometer to judge other teams. And so, I mean, that was a big factor. But like I said, I think just because we have a good depth, just because we have a good team, nothing was guaranteed. I've been a good team, so we lose in the first round. You know, a couple years ago, it was an 8 seed, or maybe last year, and they made that far. 2 years ago, LA was an 8 seed, they won it. So just because you're a 1 seed or a 2 seed or whatever it is, or you have, you know, top points in the Western and Eastern Conference, nothing's guaranteed. And I think having so many young guys, new faces, kind of dealing playoffs, I think that's where the coach has a good job of preparing us all the time and knowing how tough it's going to be and how prepared we are.
What is the difference between a team that's good but can't get over that hump and one that can't?
I mean, it's just a mix of everything. Like I said, I think it's an attitude. It's coaching, I mean, good leadership, good depth. But like I said, to be successful in the playoffs, different guys are going to step up every night, you know, whether it's your goalie one night, whether it's your penalty kill one night or power play or this line or that line. And, you know, as long, you know, we can't be, you know, you don't want to lean on one guy too much. And I think guys have had off nights, and then they come back and have a big night for us. And I think everyone's all about the team. You know, if you have a bad night, but we find a way to win, those guys are just as happy as if they have the good night. You know, we win. So I think that's the biggest thing, and that's one thing I saw right when I got here, that winning's contagious, and everyone realized how rare it is, and how bad everyone wants it.